Devaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I welcome you affectionately to this Kirtan online course, part 3 already. From the comments which I get, I do begin to understand that we begin to form a community. A friend in particular told me that he's always so surprised how from a little mobile telephone, just as big as a hand, more or less, such a spiritual, uplifting influence or atmosphere is coming. I would like to say this is because you all participate. The kirtan is something which can be only learned by doing it. It's almost like swimming or sailing a sailboat. You have to do it and then you get the idea. Theory is one thing, but doing it is the ultimate teacher, really. Today, I would like to take you a little bit deeper still. But in order to prepare you for what is going to come, that is an amazing kirtan which we will sing together. Amazing because tomorrow is a very special day which we prepare for today by chanting this mantra. I think starting from today, you will start or begin to already download this amazing spiritual strength which will be poured over the universe tomorrow with an avatar that is so different from anything you might ever have heard that it really deserves our special attention. Let us now prepare. I would like to request you to immediately sit up as you have learned. Roll your shoulders maybe back to open your breathing volume. And then arrive in the present moment. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe into the belly. Whenever you breathe out, chant a resounding Om which travels from the belly area over the lungs and then fills you totally inside and then also surrounds you from the outside in the divine sound. Okay, we will start breathing again. Very nice. We will go a little bit deeper. Please remember that we are practicing here to transform our physical body into a body of sound. Maybe like the body of a cello. When you sound the string, the sound will reverberate or resound all over that wooden piece. We will go from the Om now into the chanting of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. With this mantra, we will connect something so much bigger than our own self, beyond the beyond even. We will connect to the all-present divinity, Vasudev, a name of God which means simply present everywhere, in the atom, in between, and everything else.
Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya. Thank you very much. In this session, we want to look at how we can go as deep as we can into the chanting of Kirtan. When we say go deep, where do we want to go? Where is the depthness? What is it? The Vedic scriptures say we need to go to the Dahara Akash, that sacred space within the heart. It is known in various traditions as, for instance, the lotus of the heart, the temple of the heart, the space within. There are various expressions which speak of the same almost mystical place in the heart, the place where genuine spiritual realizations can occur. When we speak of going into the sacred space in the heart, we mean a very specific heart. I think you all know, but I will repeat this. So we don't have just one heart. We have three hearts. One heart is the pump, which I have to think now very hard. It transports, I think, something like 70,000 liters a day of blood. Poh, amazing. A real pump inside we have, as the strongest muscle. The second heart is the emotional heart, the seat of emotions. When we say, I am in love, we will touch this place, we won't go here, unless it's a very complicated situation. I feel love. Or I know in my heart this is true. This we all know. There is, however, a place or a heart still beyond. It's the spiritual heart, the place where the soul resides, where eternity resides, and where God is, Paramatma, the supreme Hamsa or mystical swan on the lake of the heart in Upanishadic language. So it is here, into the spiritual heart, where we want to go. We need to dig deep to go there. See, I lived for about 10 years in one ashram, and we decided we will drink our own water. So we needed to dig a well. And I still remember, in the first attempt, we were not successful. There was no water coming. But the second time, we had one of these people who have a wooden thing, and they can tell you where precisely the water is. But we needed to dig deep. First, there was only mud coming. Then the mud was becoming a little wet. Then even we went deeper, and then we saw finally a little water, but it was totally muddy. Muddy waters, not drinkable. We had to still go deeper. And then we got this very, very wonderful, energetic water, mountain water, spring water, which we drink from. This also we have to do when we go in the kirtan. As we chant, we go through various layers. We start with our whole life is there, and we think, and how have I answered this message on my mobile telephone? Oh, why did he have to write such a message? And we are still on the platform of the mind. But as we allow the chanting to take us deeper, we will eventually come to that clear water, the clear, pure experience of clear consciousness, and inside we will see and hear and feel the divine presence that like in the Gita it says, I'm the taste and water, that deep realization of God had inside. Very, very, very necessary it is for the kirtan leader to go and allow himself to go deep. Therefore, last kirtan course, we gave you the LGL formula. Listen, just listen, no judgment. Listen to the sound of the mantra. Switch off the sound of your mind. Then, give it your everything, focused body, mind, intention, and then at one stage, let go. Yes, surrender to the unknown. What will happen beyond your own endeavor, that is that another force will take over. That you can experience in the kirtan. Good. Good, 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 good. Now, my dear participants, we are ready for the Nrisimha mantra. Once, there was a great saintly devotee. It was Prahlad Maharaj. He was a young prince, the son of a demon. Conflict started to come between the values of his father, to earn and enjoy, and the desire of Prahlad to just meditate and meet Govinda within his heart. Whatever Hiranyakashipu, the demonic emperor, did to bend the mind of Prahlad did not work. He would throw him into a hole with snakes. He would have elephants in a stampede run over him. But the snakes, when they were with Prahlad, curled around him. The elephants took him up and carried on him on his head, because he was constantly absorbed in Govinda. Then one day, totally exasperated and frustrated, Hiranyakashipu asked his son, "From where do you get the strength to resist my attempts?" Yes, the atmosphere became dark. And the answer of Prahlad Maharaj was, "I get the strength from the same source where you get the strength. There's only one source from which we get the strength. There are no two sources." Hiranyakashipu grew more infuriated. "You always speak of a God, but where is this God? I have not seen him." "Oh," said Prahlad, "he is everywhere." That was too abstract for Hiranyakashipu. He said, "Everywhere? Come on, is he there in this pillar?" And he pointed towards the pillar. At that moment, there was a terrible crack which went through the whole universe. A terrifying sound. And Prahlad said, "He's very much there." "Ah, nonsense, he is not there," said Hiranyakashipu. Took his sword and wanted to destroy the pillar. It was more like a colossal column. But as he approached it, with all his anger inside, with all his fury, the Lord made an enraged entrance. He came out of the pillar, luminous like the sun. It is described that Hiranyakashipu disappeared in the effulgence of the Lord, just the effulgence alone, like an insect might disappear in the fire. This episode is remembered by those who sing the kirtan, which we want to sing now with you. It is a kirtan glorifying the protector of all devotees, all spiritualists, Narasimhadev, who came to prove that he is everywhere by coming out of a pillar even. The mantra which we chant should come up before you. It is Srinasingha Jai Narasingha Jai Jai Narasimhadev. For your chanting, as you go deeper, not many things are necessary. First is, you are necessary. Please remove everything else which might distract you. Focus on your on the mantra, really. And then try to approach with some devotion, with some surrender. It means walk towards your ultimate shelter. For those of you who are atheists, yes, there are people from every walk of life who can enter kirtan. You can imagine you walk towards the unknown. Let that be in your life. For those who are more, let me say, oriented in some tradition to worship, you can surrender, do prapati, to your ultimate shelter in life. And as you will sing, try to dig deeper, as we had to do when we dug our well. I will request my assistant and my accompanying musician, the Gokrishna, to sing this mantra with you. He will point to, look towards the camera when it's your time to sing. Like before we enter our last kirtan, to just make a very brief comment or a little, it's almost a little way or path which will lead you to the deep place inside. We were briefly discussing how we have three hearts and how in our kirtan we want to arrive at the sacred at the third heart, where there is a sacred space, the sacred space of the heart, variously known in various traditions, temple of the heart, lotus of the heart, etc. And the whole process how to do this is to do kirtan and entrust ourselves to the power of the mantra. It is described in Sanskrit to be an upaya, a means, which will take you, if you can somehow connect to the true self, not the one who has so many thoughts, so many narratives, so many stories going on, so much mental chatter all day. No, during kirtan, you just bring yourself to yourself. You take everything away which is not the self and come there. And then you make, while you chant the mantra, you make an intentional connection to the deity of that mantra. We were speaking today of the ultimate shelter, Narasimha Dev, who came from the column or the pillar to prove his all-pervading nature to Prahlad Maharaj and all the spiritualists after him. As you make this connection, you walk towards the ultimate shelter. That's called Sharanagati. Sharana means shelter, and gati means to move, walk towards it. Best is to run is a little far, too fast, but to move towards it. And then the mantra will take you into that sacred inner space where you are absolutely safe. We will now sing. I thought to introduce the Maha Mantra to you in a I thought the melody which we Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And our last time together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. I would like to have much more kirtan. I want to greet Lemo from Zagreb. And can you explain the difference between the mind and the heart? Well, we have really one brain and two minds, two thinking, two aware centers. One is that which repeats always the narratives, the impressions which we have, the old stories, and the other mind, which we refer to as the heart, is the place where something new happens, where the spiritual things happen, where the inspiration things happen, where the ones that all the things happen which are not in the old neural pathways or in the old minds, the heart as a seat of spiritual inspiration and intuition. Yes, there are more questions. I will go to them the next time. Time is running, so I want to make two important announcements to for all of you. See you next Tuesday, May 12th, for our Kirtan Experience Part 4. We are traveling here, we are going here, deeper and deeper and deeper. If you want to prepare for Part 4, the best is you sing and dance the whole week until it comes. The next announcement is, please don't forget tomorrow to pray or to connect to that divine protector, the ultimate shelter, especially at the dusk time when the day turns into night. Huh? Then at that junction, Nrisimhadev appeared to give you fearlessness on your spiritual path. I want to thank you very, very, very much. And I want to say it's my great, great pleasure to serve you like this. See you very soon again in 1 week. Hari Bol.